My brother had meningitis when he was two, and he was in the hospital in Coventry when it was bombed. And you would think that that would have made my mother very anti-German, but it didn't at all. She really believed that what was wrong was the politics and not the people. We saw a German plane come down in the field opposite our house, and we were saying, oh, sort of good, hooray, and so on. And my mother stopped us and she said, that father's a father like your father. He has children like you and they eat black bread.
Barbara Cowell's family values sparked an interest in German culture and language, which has grown with her throughout her life and career.
I think an awful lot of people didn't grow up with that atmosphere in their homes. I'm hugely grateful that I did, because that's determined my life in a way. German's been the sort of root of many very important experiences in my life.
Bitte hören Sie und sprechen Sie.
Guten Abend.
Oh, I learned German at school with a very reluctant Latin teacher. I desperately wanted to learn German because we'd had two German girls, in fact, staying with us in the 1940s, and I got on with them very well, and I thought that somehow I'd got to understand why we'd fought a war against Germany. One of them, Elke, who's still a friend now, in fact, she came in 1947, I think, under the auspices of a Quaker organisation. I was born in 37, so I was 10 when Elke came. The other one was Ingrid Noske, who came from Cologne, and she stayed with us for 3 months. Her father had been an officer in the army, and in fact, when she went home, I went to stay with them, and he sat in a corner of the flat and never spoke. It was very odd. He was obviously deeply traumatised.
As Germany lay in ruins, all over Britain, people invited German children to come and stay, whilst their families rebuilt their lives. Joan Clifford.
It was through the Sunday school, F.T. Payne. He was the vicar at Sacramento Baptist Church. And it was him and a lady, they planned it. It was their idea to have some German children over that suffered really badly. We could give them a chance to come for holidays to England and stay with the family. So they obviously gave that a lot of thought before they sent their children over. They knew they would be treated kindly because they were all part of the church environment. And I was 13. We were all 13, girls and boys. We were only too pleased to welcome them into our homes. I think it did us good to realise there are people far worse off than us. I mean, my own house, our doors and windows all got blown off. Although a lot of the town got bombed in Bristol, we didn't suffer anything as badly, I don't think, as they did over there. We didn't ever go without food. It might have been rationed. I remember queuing up for potatoes for my mum. But I think we realised that we were the better off than the German children that came to us. And the girl I had was called Hiltrude Hartman. And she was very shy, very timid. Her parents were very pleased that we were having a German girl in our home, very grateful and thankful. And they sent a photograph out with all the family. There were six children and the dad, a very big man with a white shirt and shorts on, and a big military German cross. So obviously he had quite a high position, I would think, somewhere in the German army or navy. She didn't want to go out in the beginning. She didn't want to mix with other people. She was very shy and very nervous. I had a big double bed in my house in Southmead and she sat with me. And I remember hearing her sobbing a few times. My mum didn't understand why she was upset. She thought she should be well, so pleased that she's here with us, you know. And after the first week, she came round a lot. She was obviously a bit nervous at coming to an English home after all we bombed all their homes, you see. But she was a lovely girl. We got on really, really well. And after the month, she went back. So we did our best and I think she was happy. And went home happy, and we sent little gifts home, and tins of corned beef, and tins of fruit and stuff. We had a nice letter back from her father that we had to get translated. It was all in German. We got it translated, so thank us very much. And they're just so humble that we had a German child in our home.
But the war was still very fresh in everyone's memory.
We had people that wouldn't speak to my mum for a few days, and 3 years after the war, a lot would have been by us and be thinking, why are you having a German child in your house? That came across, I can remember that quite clearly. That would have been a lot of the attitude from lots of people and our neighbours, I think, as well, where I lived.
But some relationships have endured.
Right, well, I've been writing to Gretchen since 1948, so I've kept in touch all these years, which is 69, so I believe. and I am now 82 and she is 84.
Mary Fowler's family also took part in a Sunday school exchange.
I mean, staying 3 months, she got to know neighbours, family, friends. I have spoken to her a few times on the telephone. It's still always, how is Mrs. Across the Road and everybody else, you know? I think if you get good bonding friendships, no matter how much space goes between, you still seem to have seen one another yesterday.
Barbara Cowell and Hiller are now in touch too. Barbara last went to Hanover to see Hiller just 2 months ago.
We'd kept in touch for a while and then lost touch, as you do. And then we found one another when we were both in our 50s. And in her first letter to me, she remembered exactly the clothes that my mother had worn, the food that she'd cooked, those things which I'd forgotten. But she remembered. Very touching, really.
Official twinning exchanges began with youth clubs and schools. Sylvia Supple.
My school was one of the first to be involved in the school exchange, and that was back in 1949. I always remember the day we met them at Templemead Station, and these four very confident, very mature young people came off the train speaking perfect English. About a week later, the council arranged a little tea party, and there were sandwiches and meringues. Now, none of us had seen a meringue, but afterwards, Ilse, she said, you know, when we arrived, we were quite hungry. Those four were so enamoured with the plates of sandwiches that I think Ilse had 8 and the boys ate 14. And we all managed to tackle the meringues. I didn't go to Hanover until 1953. Ilse's family were very welcoming. And one of the first expressions was that we didn't want our two countries to go to war. The war was very uppermost in our mind those early years. But who better to start a process of friendship than the youth, really?